Eric Tillich is the CEO of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. And you may be saying, whoa, why are you talking about creativity and music? This is politics. Let's talk politics. Well, the conservatory is located on the east side of Milwaukee on beautiful Prospect Avenue, hosts a number of events and classes. And Eric and I were talking a little bit yesterday, and he expressed some, you know, really positive sentiments about the RNC in Milwaukee. But his venue isn't necessarily getting business out of the convention. Eric, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Yeah, great to be here, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Sure. So talk about the process of kind of trying to win business. Just you're just outside of downtown Milwaukee on Prospect. Yep. Obviously a beautiful venue overlooking the lake. You host a number of different events. What did that process look like for you?
Yeah, you know, actually it was very seamless, very organized. The RNC had everything planned out, turnkey, filling out applications to be both a vendor certified organization and a venue certified organization, which we applied for both and were accepted. But I have to tell you, you know, looking at it from just a 10,000 foot viewpoint, there's just so many great venues in Milwaukee. I mean, there's just a ton. And I kind of liken this to selling your house, right? We were marketing ourselves, selling what we could do, and we just didn't catch anybody's eye this time. But next time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good analogy. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful venues across the area, and, you know, only so much to go around. But, hey, next time. And your meeting, I saw your post on LinkedIn yesterday, I thought was a wonderful sentiment. You said no matter what side of the political aisle you sit, having Milwaukee host the RNC is a huge deal. Just today, I met people from Norway, Germany, New York City, all parts of the country. Everyone needs to embrace the convention, its delegates, media, and others who are our guests. Let's show the world the best side of Milwaukee and how we go above and beyond to show our hospitality. And that's what the music and creativity scene is all about, right, Eric?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that is, music and creativity is about bringing people together. So if we can just take those type of situations and apply it to this convention, I think we're going to be in great business. And I'm so proud of our city. I mean, I look at all the people that made this happen. And when you look at, you know, the mayor of Milwaukee and the Republican leadership in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, they're able to put their political differences aside and put this together for the greater good of Milwaukee and ultimately the state. So it's just an amazing, amazing thing that's happening here during this week. So I'm very proud of what we're doing.
Great. And you've worked in the fundraising space most of your career. How do you see a political year kind of impacting groups like the Conservatory? Are there impacts there for you, or you just kind of power on despite what year it is?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years, fundraising, and quite honestly, there's just no impact whatsoever, whether Republicans are running the show or Democrats. It just doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people give because they believe in the mission, they trust in the organization that they're going to deliver, and then they open their pocketbooks that way. So there's just no evidence that you know what party's in charge is going to change the charitable landscape. And another thing that people raise, they'll say, well, Eric, you know, there's a charitable deduction, and it gets changed here and there over the course of the years, and the last thing people, last thing that motivates people to give, it's just low on the list. So it's all about the mission and connecting with people to your mission.
Very good. And we appreciate the mission of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. Eric Tillich is the CEO. I appreciate your time this morning, Eric, and enjoy the rest of the convention and the great Milwaukee summer.
All right, Jeff. Take care, man. Bye.